The Federal Information Security Management Act, as you know it, is dead. Well, at least the annual reports showing cybersecurity compliance are no longer expected. Instead, the Office of Management and Budget wants real reporting of agency computer network security. Vivek Kundra is the Federal Chief Information Officer.
And this shift, as a result of the guidance that we're driving, is a shift so that reporting is seen as a byproduct of the very systems we're deploying to make sure that we're continuously monitoring how our information systems are being protected. We're continuously making sure that we're applying patches and deploying solutions that actually position us in an environment where the emerging threat is constantly evolving, and the velocity at which this threat approaches federal systems is taken on not by annual reports, but by actually a system and an approach that recognizes the nature of the cybersecurity threat.
OMB's new guidance calls for three major changes to the way agencies deal with FISMA. Kundra says the first change calls for all agencies to feed their cyber data into a single portal.
What we're going to get from agencies is actually a set of data feeds that come out of their security management tools that would be fed into a centralized system called CyberScope, which will be operated by the Department of Homeland Security. And in this system, we'll be able to look at what's going on across the federal enterprise on as close or real-time basis as possible.
The second change will give OMB a better understanding from a broader perspective.
We're going to be focused on a government-wide benchmarking of our security posture, making sure that we're looking at the entire United States government and figuring out what are some of the best practices and what are the areas that we need to address when it comes to our vulnerabilities in cyberspace.
And finally, the third new requirement will focus on agency mission.
Unfortunately, historically, we've taken a very lowest common denominator approach to cybersecurity and analysis when it comes to the vulnerabilities we face. The mission that the Department of Defense has versus the mission that the Health and Human Services Department has versus the EPA, they're very different. And the nature of the threat, frankly, is unique in some cases to those agencies' specific roles. And DHS is going to be leading an effort, working with Howard and the CIO Council, to make sure that we're interviewing each of the agencies to understand the qualitative nature of the threat that we face.
OMB issued a new 27-page memo Wednesday detailing these new FISMA reporting requirements. Howard Schmidt is the White House cyber coordinator. He says the goal is to strengthen the federal cyber infrastructure.
That we're automating the process of doing the status of security, so where while there'll be a report that needs to be generated, it'll be based on a real-time information as opposed to sort of a snapshot in time. I think that's very crucial for our ability for at any time through the year, or at any point for that matter, to be able to identify what is our status for cybersecurity, where are the things that we need to focus on, and in some cases, if necessary, where to move resources based on the maturity level of the organizations that are doing the work out there.
And it's that real-time status that is the major difference in this new guidance. Alan Paller is the director of research at the SANS Institute and a vocal critic of the old way of doing FISMA. He says the changes make for a new era where continuous monitoring is the norm. Paller adds that continuous monitoring has been shown to dramatically reduce the number of vulnerabilities agencies have in their networks. Kundra says OMB will meet with agency CIOs May 7th to discuss the new requirements and the new cyber metrics.
They're actually going to begin feeding the data as early as June of this year, and some agencies are going to have to make investments that are going to be required at a departmental level to actually get these tools in place. And that's another big shift, which is instead of generating and spending millions of dollars, and you've heard the story of spending up to $138 million at the State Department over the last 6 years just for FISMA compliance. Now, that capital can be and should be used to be invested in systems that are going to move us to greater security.
He adds that departments such as State, Justice, Veterans Affairs, and NASA will likely be the first to submit data feeds on a real-time basis.
And this is what we want to drive across the federal government, is that agencies actually have a system that's actively monitoring and has an inventory of all the assets from routers and switches and desktops. Number two is that that information at the agency level is being collected on a real-time basis from TRAPS to being able to correlate this data with what's going on, not just nationally, but globally when it comes to cybersecurity.
The new guidance, however, will only apply to civilian agencies. Schmidt says DOD and the intelligence agencies will continue down their current path.
Currently, there is still a separate entity because the way they've already built their systems over the years. So the visibility they have, the leadership, the information assurance of NSA has put together with this does not impact what we're doing on the .gov side of CyberScope and the leadership that DHS will have on this side for .gov space. Also, needless to say, as we look at the broader consistency, DOD is also looking at the importing CyberScope into the visibility that they have as well.
Additionally, he says he has briefed Congress and received positive feedback so far. Schmidt adds he will continue to work with lawmakers to make other legislative changes that are necessary to improve federal cybersecurity. Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.